No, afraid not, old lad. That rotten gooch won't jolly well let me search his kitchens any more. Cooks are like that, ain't they? Heard the abbot telling Skipper to round up his otters for a woodland search, though I can't think for the barely life of me how the little scoundrel slipped out, what?
Abbot Appodemus stood at the gate, calling advice to Skipper and his two stalwart young otters as they set off north up the path.
Find a stream if you can. See if there are any gowsim shrews about. They may have seen our dibbons.
Skipper waved his javelin in the air, acknowledging Appodemus.
Right you are, Father Abbot. Though whiffin' shrews had found them, they'd probably brought them back here long since. It is worth a try, though. Oh, don't fret yourself, mate. We'll find Ruggum and Bickle, if and they're out there. Go in, and keep those gates closed now.
The sunny day clouded slowly. It was late afternoon when the two little runaways decided they were even more lost than they had been. All around them, the silent vastness of Mossflower seemed to be closing in. Ruggum was making plans for the oncoming darkness.
Here, Bick, as'n's bain't a-getting caught out in the open when it be's dark, burn name arm. We'm look about for a comfy little den and camp in there, all safe and cosy-like.
Bickle was forced to agree. She pointed off to the sky eastward.
Look at them clouds. Might rain by dark.
Even though they were only dibbons, the tiny creatures had instinctive feelings about weather conditions. Wandering farther into the woodland, Ruggum held up a pudgy digging claw.
I'm thinking he be's right, Bick. Breeze is starting to move he tree taps. Hasn't's best find a good cover, boy yoki oi.
As often happens with springtide weather, the change was sudden. Low breezes gathered force, scurrying through the random rank trunks of oak, beech, alder, sycamore, elm and other forest giants. The tree canopy began swaying, creating a forceful rustling of twig, branch and leaf. Paw in paw, the two little ones ran through the gusting woods, afraid of being outside the abbey walls, which represented safety, peace and home. Late noontide darkened as lowering clouds graced to cloak the previously bright day. After an all too brief spit spot of damp, the rain came sweeping in, thick and heavy, driven by the gale, slanting through the leafy canopy and drenching the loamy ground. Breathless and fearful, the dibbons took temporary refuge against the massive trunk of an ancient spreading oak. Still clutching one another's paws, they stood with their backs against the rough bark. Ruggum cast an angry glance at the skies, resentful of the trick played on him by the elements. Bickle, scared out of her wits by the stormy event, began to whimper.
Me not like all of this. Oh, no, not one little bit.
Ruggum pulled her around to what appeared to be the lee side of the oak. She gave a sudden squeak. The dibbon mole blew a sigh of frustration.
What a matter now, marm? Bain't so windy this year aside.
Bickle turned to face the tree.
Little door with words on it, see?